Welcome to the Rise With Love podcast, your weekly dose of kick-ass inspiration so that you can stop tiptoeing in your life and live the way you truly desire. I'm your host, Melissa Mills, women's empowerment mentor and founder of the Femme Academy. As a visionary leader, my sole mission is to disrupt the way women live their lives and assist them to redefine what it means to be a woman by rebirthing into their full femme potential. I empower women to choose themselves and live the life they desire to have while also supporting other women to succeed in their lives too. This woman is what I call femme. In this podcast, I'll share from my heart with honest conversations, insight, wisdom, and practical tools for how you can ignite your inner femme. I'll also be interviewing incredible guests who are boldly rising with love, fulfilling their soul-led missions. The future is femme, and it's time to become her. Let's dive into this week's episode. Feeling all of you as we create the vortex for day two of the Rise and Thrive as a Woman masterclass. Oh my goodness. Today it is all about manifesting and truly tapping into your desires. So my intention as we dive into this beautiful, delicious day, because day one was epic. The vortex, the energy, the transformation, what you claimed as a woman is fantastic. It was just so inspiring, and I'm so honored to have seen you rise into this new level of yourself. And now we're going to bring the energetics of this rising energy into creating the life that you truly desire, the life that you know deep down within your soul that you are destined for, what you signed on the dotted line when you decided to enter this physical reality. So day two, thrive into the life you are destined for. And I really would love for you to close your eyes and put your hands on your heart and just take some really nice deep breaths, allowing yourself to just feel into the gratitude that you have for yourself in this moment, right here, right now. What it took for you to get here, for you to be this incredible woman, for you to have overcome all the challenges, all the trauma, all the adversity, all of the things that you had to overcome to be here in this moment. Just take a few deep breaths of gratitude for working through it, for never giving up no matter what. This is so beautiful because from here on in, if you truly choose it, it only gets to be better. And this is what I see all the time with the women that choose themselves, that allow to go deep into their soul worth, into their soul remembrance, into their soul activation of creating the life they truly desire. Is there is no other option other than it gets to be flipping amazing and it only gets better. Life gets to surprise you with it being more and more and more delicious. And I have so many testimonials of women who have gone through the Femme Rebirth Vortex and experienced these transformations. And so I invite you today, as we dive deep into thriving into the life we are destined for, to go all in, to leave nothing off the table, right? Because what you seek is seeking you too. And that's really important. As you close your eyes and you put your hands on your heart and you feel that, know that everything you desire is also desiring you. That's amazing. You are a vibrational match and frequency for your desires. Even if they haven't come into physical reality, They are yours. You are seeking it. It is seeking you back. There is nothing that you cannot have. There is nothing that you cannot be, because what you seek is also seeking you. And so there is no judgment from the universe as to how big you truly desire your life to be, how grand and impactful you desire your life to be. The universe is never going to judge you. God is never going to judge you. Source isn't going to judge you and go, man, you're a greedy bitch. You know, there's never any judgment. In fact, the bigger, the better, because we come from an expansive, abundant universe, which means that the more you desire, the better, because you're allowing space, you're creating the energy for more to be created, for more to be experienced. And I truly want you to feel into who gets to win when you win, because no one benefits when you play small. When you go big, when you allow yourself to fully step into your abundance, into what you are divinely worthy, knowing that what you seek is also seeking you, you give others the opportunity to benefit from that abundance, to benefit from that love and that joy that you are creating. So there are so many more people that win when you allow yourself to truly go big in your desires. And what I see with so many people and what we are programmed to believe is that we are manifesting from the past versions of ourselves rather than from our future version of ourselves. So we have been manifesting wrong, right? And it's no fault of our own, because as women, we're often told that we can't have what we desire, that we have to sacrifice, right? You can't have that piece of cake, it's going to go to your thighs, right? Don't play, don't keep all your toys to yourself, share them with everybody. You know, we're told that there is nothing sacred that is ours to have, right? That we must always give, and that we must restrict what we're receiving. So this is what we're going to really like fully let go of, because it doesn't serve anybody. You playing small has no advantage in your life or the lives of other people and the world and the universe. So as we allow ourselves to step into the expansiveness of our desires, that we truly deserve more, we create so much good. We allow so much more to be felt and experienced, to be, what's the word I want to use? To lead others and what is possible for them too. So you are infinite. You are an infinite being, right? I know right now you're in a physical life and you're in this body and it seems like it's, you know, you're on a time clock, you know, whatever it might be. Time seems linear, but time is not linear. Time is multidimensional. You are multifaceted. You are multidimensional. You are not just a physical being. In fact, you are more spirit and energy than you are anything else. And so when you really understand this concept that you are infinite, we can reverse engineer manifesting. Because instead of manifesting from the past versions of ourselves that always like didn't achieve it, that didn't feel worthy, oh, it didn't work for me, you know, that's where most people tend to manifest from. They have this desire and they go, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I can't do this, I need to ask permission, blah, 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 right? Instead of manifesting from the future version of themselves, which is like, God damn, girl, this is yours to have. Like, invest in it, buy it, experience it, wear it, whatever it is, right? We're coming from that past version of ourselves. We're seeing ourselves as limited, as restricted, because we are in this physical world. But now that we are exploring so much more of the quantum realm as the energy shifts on this earth, and as we bring in the femme consciousness, we realize, and we have always been, infinite. And so it is about reverse engineering, being guided from your future self to bring it into the reality now. And that is the beautiful vortex that we get to play in, that we get to create in, that we get to experience. Because the past version of ourselves has already been, like, it doesn't know what it takes to get there. And so our future version has already experienced it. It's already lived it, because we are multidimensional. Time is not linear. If you can see it, if you can envision it, it already exists in the quantum reality, which means that it is your job to do the work to align in the mindset and the energetics and the momentum to bring it into reality. So if you can close your eyes and you can see yourself in that beautiful, delicious relationship where you are so loved by your partner, that is yours to have because you can see it. If you can see yourself being a mother, and even though you've been told you can't have children, guess what? You are here to be a mother, because if you can see it, it is yours to have. If you see yourself being a total boss babe, earning millions of dollars, that is yours to have, because if you can see it, if you can feel it, it already exists. That future version of yourself is saying, this is your time to change the trajectory of your life where you become me. This is why the motto for the femme consciousness is, the future is femme and it's time to become her, because your only assignment in this life is to experience life to the fullest, to grow, to be in an expansive state of creating more joy, more love, more abundance, and more freedom in your life. You have these divine skills and these divine abilities inside of you. You have this wisdom that is here to impact thousands and millions of people in this world. And only you can do that. And even if there is already somebody doing what you are, if there's already someone who is an artist or a life coach or someone who is, already nannying, whatever it might be, there are still people who need to hear what you have to say, who need to receive the services that you create in your energy and frequency. Remember that there is enough for everybody. This is an expansive universe. It is not a limited universe. And so really tap into your ability to be infinite. I would love for you to tell me, what does it mean to you to be infinite? What comes up when you hear that you are infinite? What comes up? What is coming up that's maybe triggering you? What is coming up that is making you feel like, God damn, I am infinite. Of course I am. Like, wake up. This is it. This is my reality that I now get to step into. I am infinite. I can do anything. And that is definitely part of the femme motto, where we really claim that we can do anything. Anything is available and possible, whether it already exists or not. Maybe you are the person that is here to bring something completely new and delicious into the world. Or maybe you are here to add from somebody's creation that you can somehow make better, right? Or more accessible to people. Whatever it is, if you desire it, if you see it in your mind, in your heart, wherever you feel it, you experience it, if you are a full body fuck yes, right, and you feel it in your sacral chakra and your pussy is ignited and it's going, yes, I'm like orgasmically desiring this, then yes, it is yours to bring into reality. It is yours to have. You would not have these desires unless they were yours to bring into the world. It just doesn't work any other way. This is how we are changing the reality and redefining what it means to be a woman, because we're fully stepping in to what is in our hearts. And as I've said in day one, what I see is your heart is your soul. When you tap into that space in your heart, you are tapping into your absolute truth, the part of you that does not see any limitation or restriction of what can be done, because you are an infinite being. Yes, you have the contrast here on earth, but the contrasts are here to propel your growth. A lot of us, we stay in these doom and gloom aspects of our lives, right? We stay depressed, we stay unhealthy, we stay in scarcity and lack with our money, we don't have orgasms, we're, you know, like we're staying in this reality that is so soul destroying. Because we know that this is not the life we chose for ourselves. And unless you are prepared to go a full, yes, committed 1,000% to changing that reality, it just won't. So this is your invitation as we really dive into this, to explore where you're at in your life. And so with your
workbooks, have your workbooks.
Not sure why my Siri always comes on. But with your workbooks, you will see that we're going to do an overview of your life. And so have a really honest look at this, right? One being, I'm like so far from being satisfied. And five is like full body, yes, activation. There is no more satisfaction that could come in my life in this, right? So where are you at when it comes to your self-love? How much self-love do you give yourself, right? Are you speaking kind thoughts in your mind? Are you giving yourself baths in the middle of the day? Are you eating healthy? Like, how's your level of self-care? Are you dressing in a way that makes you feel good? Do you see yourself as beautiful? Like, where are you at when it comes to your level of self-love, right? 1 to 5. Don't judge it. This is just an honest reflection, because in order for us to know what we truly desire, we also have to know where we're at and what we don't like, right? So that we can propel ourselves to truly go for what it is that we want, that we seek, right? Remembering that what we seek is also seeking us. So when it comes to your beauty, where are you at? 1 to 5. Do you see yourself as beautiful? Do you dress in a way that accentuates your beauty? Do you love playing with makeup? Do you speak kindly? Do you actually say to other women that they're beautiful? Do you smile? Where are you at with feeling beautiful, right? Where are you feeling? 1 to 5. 1 is like, oh no, I never look at myself in the mirror. And 5 is, I look at myself in the mirror all the time, naked, and go, God damn, look at me, and I shake my thing, right? So where are you at? Where are you at when it comes to beauty? And now, when it comes to your level of pleasure, how satisfied are you in your life? Okay, so do you have regular orgasms, whether you give them to yourself or whether someone else helps you? Do you allow yourself to eat what you desire? Do you do the activities that you enjoy doing? Are you doing your dance? Are you doing your art? Like, where are you at? Are you involved in projects that really are fueled with passion and joy and fun? Where are you at when it comes to the level of pleasure in your life? 1 to 5. 1, I have no pleasure. I'm a depressed, no fun police woman, or level 5. I am so driven by joy. It is the only thing in my paradigm. All right. Now, money, 1 to 5. Where are you at with your money? Are you constantly in credit card debt? Are you constantly in overdraft? Are you working your butt off for a minimum wage? Or are you constantly looking at your bank account, inspired, going, wow, look how much money I have, my divine compensation, this is so aligned with what I do? Are you someone who pays the bills with love? Like, where are you at when it comes to your money? What is your money mindset, right? I'm going to hold out some money for you. Let's do it. I have one of each color of the New Zealand money on my desk. Like, here you go. Here's the money. Like, how does this feel? Do you ordain yourself in money? Do you enjoy money? Do you carry cash around you? Do you see money as bad and evil? Or is money an opportunity to create more and more and more of what you want in your life? Like, where are you at with your satisfaction of money? Do you desire more money, right? And if you don't, then I would really ask you to be honest about that, because there is always more that we can have. And if you believe that you can only earn money from doing a job, right, and this is the amount that you can only earn in your life, I would really challenge you on this, because you are infinite. There are infinite ways that money can come to you. And this is what we do in Fem Rebirth. We really dive deep into how money loves to play and show up in our lives. So I love the money module. And this is something I'm quite passionate about, because a lot of women, we've been suppressed in our ability because of the limitations we've had with money. As I mentioned yesterday in day one, was that women haven't been able to have their own bank accounts in the last, it's only been the last 50 to 100 years. Now, I know they had bank accounts with their husbands, but I'm talking like actually being able to open a bank account that is yours, that you can use and do as you please as your money. There are so many ways that women have been limited with their money and not being able to invest or not being able to do this or that. So where are you at when it comes to your money? And this is a big thing that we really like dive into, is that money is an energy source. Money is a representation of abundance, and money is like air, right? You don't wake up in the morning and go, I've only got this limited amount of air. I better not breathe right now, right? No, you just breathe and you just know that the air is there, right? And this is the frequency that we play in the Fem Vortex, is that money is just like air, right? It's infinite. We can always create more money. There is always more money being created. There's lots of different energetics around money in the world right now. Just because we are in this something that we're in the world right now does not mean that you have to restrict what is available to you. In fact, use this as a motivator to show and propel yourself to be creative and open up more and more doorways, because you are infinite. And so this is where you get to play, which is where you get to create. So where are you at when it comes to your level of satisfaction with your money? Now, when it comes to your level of intuition, where are you at, right? 1 to 5, are you satisfied with your level of intuition? Do you receive guidance but go completely against the grain? Like, you get this impulse, yes, I'm going to sign up to this. This is going to be so good for me. I'm going to do Fem Rebirth. And then you go, no, not going to do it. I'll wait till next time, right? Are you following your innate wisdom and guidance? Are you constantly speaking with your spiritual team? Are you allowing yourself to receive healing? Like, where are you at when it comes to your level of intuition? Do you use oracle cards? Do you allow yourself to really be guided by your own wisdom? Or are you a psychic junkie where you're always going to psychics rather than learning how to do this for yourself, right? Do you talk with your loved ones in the spirit world? Do you really connect with this incredible source that you are? Or do you just like, I don't have an intuition, everyone else has one, mine doesn't work, I don't manifest with the universe, blah, 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 right? So where are you at? 1 to 5. I love diving into this in Fem Rebirth, because so many of us have been born and raised Catholic or have been brought up in religions that has made us fear our own intuitive ability, which now it just baffles me how ridiculous that is. But this is what we get to heal, and this is what we get to upgrade. So where are you at when it comes to your level of satisfaction and your intuition? Now, when it comes to your well-being, where are you at, right? How stressed out are you? How exhausted are you? How replenished, how restored are you? Like, are you healthy? Are you thriving? Are you feeling good in your body? Like, are you eating good foods? Are you doing, you know, like, where are you at? Where are you at with all of that? 1 to 5, how satisfied do you feel inside your body? How satisfied do you feel with your environment that you're living in and the toxicity? Like, are you someone who is like using organic foods or organic products? Are you, you know, ordaining yourself in beautiful Mother Earth gifts, right? Where are you at when it comes to your level of satisfaction with your well-being, right? Your mental, your spiritual, and your physical. Do you regularly meditate? Are you journaling? Like, where are you at when it comes to how you literally do life, when it comes to your well-being? Where are you at? Are you giving to everybody else before yourself? Or are you truly like, I serve me first? I serve me first and everyone else then benefits, because that's the paradigm I choose to live in. That's my reality. It's like mama gets herself sorted first and then she does everybody else. Because most women, right, will do the opposite. They will give to everybody else first. And we all know, I know it might be a while since we've been on a plane, but that when they do the safety talks, they talk about how we need to put our oxygen mask on first before putting other people's oxygen masks. Now, a lot of women will be putting their children's oxygen mask on first. They'll be putting hubbies. They'll be helping the old lady down a few rows, you know, like we'll be doing that rather than putting our own oxygen mask on. And so this is such a powerful metaphor. Are you putting your own oxygen mask in your life, or are you putting everyone else's oxygen mask and forgetting, and then the plane crashes and you're like, ah, right, oopsie, didn't do me first. So where are you at when it comes to your well-being? 1 to 5, where are you at? Okay, when it comes to your independence, where are you at? Are you satisfied with the level of independence that you have? Are you quite reliant on a partner? Are you codependent? Are you reliant on your parents? Are your children reliant on you? Are you reliant on the government? Like, where are you at when it comes to your level of independence? Do you feel free? Do you feel free in your life? Like, 1 to 5, are you satisfied with the level of freedom that you have, the level of flexibility, the level of choice that you have in your life? Because you always have a choice. You always have a fucking choice. And we are told that we don't. We are told that we have to abide by these ridiculous rules that really make no sense. And so what is it? Do you use your own level of discernment? Are you empowered to live life your way? Because the women that come into my vortex, the women that I work with, they get to have this level of freedom. They get to experience and live in a reality where there's always a choice, and the choices they're empowered to make. They say no to things that are not in alignment. So do you say no? Or do you always say yes to everything and then you're like, everyone's always relying on me, right? Where are you at? 1 to 5. And your friendships, where are you at when it comes to your friendships? Do you really have friends in your life that you can be like, oh my God, I just made $1 million. And they're going to be like, fuck yes, let's get to the next million. Or do you have friends that would be like, oh, well, I guess you're just going to ditch me now because you're a millionaire, right? Are the friends you have around you truly there to support you? Are they encouraging you to be the best version of you? Or are they enabling you to stay small, to stay in that crappy relationship? They're so happy every time you have relationship problems because they come to your rescue and they're like, yes, you're having a hard time, let me be there for you. But when everything is good, you never hear from them. Do you have friends that you are like, yeah, we are like taking on the world together. We are living life. We are so happy to be with each other that you're always laughing and it feels good. Like, do you have women like this in your life? Do you have like-minded women that are invested in their growth, that are making an impact, that are here to be of service to the world, right? Who you spend your time with, physically or virtually, is a representation of who you are. So if you were to add up the 5 people you spend most of your time with, this is
four.
reality is going to look like. So if it's time for you to be around women that are delicious, that genuinely want to see you thrive, that are here to grow and connect and support you when you are challenged, when you are triggered, when you're just like, I can't do this, they're going to go, no, we're not enabling this can't nonsense. What can we do, right? So I never get in the ring with my clients in their I can'ts. I'm like, I don't have time for what you think you can't do. But when you're ready, I'm here to show you what you can do, because you are infinite. There is nothing that you cannot do, because what you seek is also seeking you. That is it. There is no other way that this stuff works. It's like, if you think you can't, then that's your reality. But if you think you can, that is your reality too. And so this is the paradigm that we are stepping into when we truly allow ourselves to rebirth. So where are you at with your friendships? And where are you at with your level of support? So how supported do you feel in your life? Are you the one that is doing all the shopping, all the cleaning, all the cooking, and your partner's just like sitting back enjoying life and you're just like, I feel not supported? Are you the one that's paying all the bills? Like, where are you at when it comes to your level of support? Like, what's showing up for you? Do you feel satisfied? Do you have systems in place? Like, do you have care so that you can have date night with your partner? Or are you feeling supported? Are you doing two people's jobs when you should be having an assistant? Like, how supported do you feel in your life? 1 to 5. And then what I'd love for you to do is just have a little overview. Like, what does this show up for you? Like, how satisfied are you in your life? Do you have a lot of 5s? Or do you have a lot of 1s? Or maybe there's a few 2s and 3s. And if you're a 3, it's like, I challenge you to truly, if you've put all 3s for everything, it's like, really challenge yourself to be honest and go, is it actually a 2 or a 4? Instead of it just being a 3. And that's if you've put all things 3s. Like, we're never just smack bang in the middle for everything. There is always a place where we are in contraction and a place where we are in expansion. So I don't expect that everything in your life is a 1. Like, otherwise, like, how are you coping as a human being? But that there's definitely room for improvement, right? So this is kind of showing us, oh my gosh, like, I'm really denying myself of my desires. I know that there's more for me. Wow, I never realized that actually when it comes to money, like, that I've restricted myself, or I'm actually not satisfied with that, or actually I'm not feeling independent enough. Like, this is an area where that needs maybe a look at. Right? So what does this reveal when you look at these numbers? Like, what kind of life are you truly living? Is this the life, when you look at these numbers, the representation of what you're destined for? Or is this a really like good look at, okay, this is where I'm at, and now it gets to be better, right? This is where I'm at. And now that I choose my rebirth, now that I choose to thrive, now that I choose to put myself first, I know that these numbers get to be better. I know that my level of satisfaction in my life gets to be more. And the more satisfied you are, guess what? The more of the life that you envision in your mind you will have. That's just how it is. You know, we don't manifest from a place of, well, we do, but not what we want, right? We don't manifest from a place of depression, right? That only creates more depression. We don't manifest from a place of grief, right? We manifest from a place of joy and pleasure and bliss. So how blissful is your life, right? Is it full of color? Is it full of delicious people? Like, where are you at? Because it gets to be better. So how do you wish this was different? If you were truly honest with yourself, how different would you like this to be? And this is something that I encourage you to dive deeper in after today. Like, what do I truly wish my life to be? And so this is a great
explore
vision board, or it's a great place to explore really like going deep into your meditation and seeing your future vision, guiding you as to how you really desire it to be, right? Be honest. Remember that the universe, God, whoever it is that you associate with, is never going to judge you for wanting more. The universe knows that you're grateful for what you already have and that it's not greedy to want more for yourself, because being greedy just makes no sense when we are in an abundant, expansive universe. Like, it just doesn't align with how this universe functions, right? So what is it that you truly wish your life to look like? How different do you wish things were right now? Let me know. Like, put it in the chat. Let me know. Share it with me. I love to see how I can truly help you to step into this reality, because it's available to you. So let's talk about our desires, right? Our desires, there are 6 fundamental areas in Fem Rebirth that we focus on in a woman's life. And that is beauty, sensuality, money, power, divinity, and sisterhood. And the reason we focus on those things is because when you really dive into this, it has a ripple effect in every other area of your life. And as women, this is where we house most of our suffering, most of our traumas, most of our limiting beliefs and the stories and the blocks that we tell ourselves. So in Fem Rebirth, what I do, and it's a very specifically curated program that I love this work so much, and the transformations are rapid and the transformations are insanely amazing because of the way it's sequenced, the way that we go really into it. But it's really gentle. It's nothing that's threatening. Yes, you might get triggered a little bit, but I love being triggered because it's an opportunity for healing. If you're not being triggered, then you're not ready to heal that part of you, right? So when someone triggers you, go, oh, that's showing me that I'm ready to heal that part of me, right? Because we can blame and shame everybody else, but it's really an opportunity to heal ourselves. So what we do in Fem Rebirth is we allow ourselves to truly go into our desires without judgment, right? We never judge what we desire, right? I desire to take my friends on an all expenses paid holiday to the Maldives. Like, that is like something that I desire. That might not be what you desire, right? There's no judgment. You might desire to take your girlfriends on the most epic tramping holiday. Whatever you desire is absolutely perfect, right? But we are all unique and different, and we embrace our uniqueness. Even though we are all interconnected and we're all the same, deep down, we're all source energy, we're all love, we're all abundance, we're all infinite possibility, we're all those things, right? But we have our own unique flavor, right? Imagine if there was only vanilla ice cream available in the world. Like, how would I even know that I love cookies and cream? So it's like we all have our unique blend and our deliciousness that we bring to this world. And so this is what we really dive into and discover. So I'd love for you to close your eyes and tap into your heart, like really go deep down. And let's focus on beauty. What do you truly desire when it comes to beauty? When you take deep breaths and you allow yourself to tune into your femme energy and you go, how do I truly wish to feel when it comes to beauty? Maybe you're feeling that you want to start speaking nicely to yourself. You want to start the day with affirmations, that you want to feel like when you look in the mirror that you love your body, whether it's got scars or whether it's got wobbly bits, it doesn't matter, that you see your body as absolutely beautiful. That you feel that you want to start ordaining yourself to have more style, that you feel that you want to wear, you know, designer clothes, whatever it might be, like allow yourself to receive, that you want to show other women that they're beautiful. Maybe that's where you make your level of impact, is that you bring other women to life. Maybe you feel in your beauty that you actually want to start eating more organic, that you want to be vegan, or that you want, I don't know, whatever it might be for you. Really allow yourself to dive deep into that desire. What do you feel you want to experience when it comes to your beauty? What do you truly desire? Write it down. Write bullet points down in that little circle in your workbook. And if you don't have your workbook, that's okay. Mentally take note or write it down on a piece of paper. What do you truly desire? Taking really nice deep breath, no longer judging yourself, right? I love that in Femme Rebirth, for each week, you have little like challenges. And they're not like challenges, like crazy things. It's more like wear red lipstick for the day. You know, like things that really accentuate your beauty. Maybe your beauty wants to be expressed wearing more feminine clothing, right? Maybe you are actually really sporty and that is the way that you embody your femininity. So you're going to wear more crop tops, whatever it is, right? It's absolutely perfect for you, what you desire, right? Those desires are seeking you too. So when it comes to now with sensuality, what do you truly desire? What amount of joy, pleasure, and fun and bliss do you truly desire in your life? How do you want your body to be touched? How do you desire to feel in when somebody touches you? And we're talking like romantic touching, right? Not just like random people down the street. But how do you want to experience joy in your life? Do you want to travel? Do you want to be able to eat the foods that you desire without calorie counting? Do you really wish that you were doing what you love in a job? Like, what is it that you truly love? Do you wish you were doing more dancing? Do you wish that you were taking a writing class? Like, whatever it might be. Do you wish that you had a tattoo? Whatever it is. Like, what level of pleasure and sensuality, like, are you feeling like the goddess that you are? Are you feeling so divinely delicious? Are you embodying that when it comes to your level of pleasure, your sensuality? What do you truly desire? What joy is wanting to come out of you, right? What joy and experience is seeking to be felt by you? Right? Remember that what you desire, what you seek, is seeking you too. And now let's move to money. When it comes to money, what do you truly desire? What amount of savings do you wish was in your bank account? What investments do you wish you had? What opportunities and organizations do you wish you were supporting? Right? Truly allow yourself to feel into that. What kind of clothes would you buy? That's always a big one for me. My big walk-in wardrobe. That's the first thing on my manifesting board, right? But it's like, what do you wish were true about money? Do you wish that you had a salary that is flexible in your level of effectiveness, like whatever it is? I haven't been employed in a very long time, so I don't really work with that energy so much myself, being an entrepreneur. But it's like, maybe you want to start asking for a pay rise, right? And I've seen women in Femme Rebirth get not one but two pay rise in that same year. Like, it's insane. These results are not typical in other people's lives because they're just not in that vibration and frequency. But the Femme Vortex is very different and it's very sacred.
It allows you to open
opportunities that other people deem impossible or unreachable or just nuts. So I see it. I see these things happen all the time. So what do you desire with your money? Look at it without judgment. And now, power. How in your power do you wish you were? Truly desire, like, what does it mean for you to tap into your inner power? Maybe you desire to feel more confidence. You wish that you were heard. You wish that people would see you, that you felt appreciated, that you were valued. Like, when it comes to your power, where are you at? Like, what do you truly desire? really feel into that. I feel like so many of you are truly desiring to feel more powerful, but it's like you're afraid of your own power. You're like, oh my gosh, what if I'm like too powerful? It's like you can never be too powerful, right? When you are in your power, when you are ignited in that absolute truth of your power, you are impactful. You are empowering. That is how you truly move people, right? So what is it that you truly desire and the level of impact and freedom that you wish to have, right? And then let's look at our divinity. What do you wish you had or desire when it comes to your divinity? Do you wish that you were really intuitive? Do you truly desire that you were going on more retreats where you get to work on your spiritual development, right? Do you wish that you were channeling more healing energy? Like, where are you at? Do you have space for self-healing? Like, where are you kind of at with what you desire with your divinity? Do you wish that you could channel? Do you wish that you understood how signs work and numbers? And where are you truly at when it comes to your level of desire in your divinity? Really feel into that. What do you desire? Do you wish that you would listen to your divinity and your intuition and your guidance? Do you wish to seek the answers that are within you rather than on the outer? Like, what do you truly desire? And then we're going to really look at our desires in sisterhood. Sisterhood is so valuable. It is such a key component to every woman. Yet most women do not feel like they actually have a strong sisterhood with women that truly want to see them thrive. And so this is why the Femme Vortex is really unique in that sense, that women that are in this vortex are women who want to genuinely see you excelling in your life. So what do you truly desire in sisterhood? Do you wish you had a best friend? Do you wish you had a group of like-minded women you could do business with? Do you desire to have more interesting conversations about cats? Like, what kind of groups do you wish you were in, right? Who do you truly desire? I love in Femme Rebirth that we create our friend avatars and we really get down to the kind of women that we seek to have in our lives. Remember that, of course, if you are seeking her, she is seeking you. So this is such a beautiful game that we get to be in when we truly give opportunity for our desires to be heard, to be felt in our bodies, to be acknowledged, right? So truly allow yourself to go there and what you truly desire. And now I want to invite you in being able to manifest from a different frequency. And so when we manifest from a place of want, we are actually still in the lack of it because we want it, right? I want this so bad, right? But want actually still shows us that we are in lack of it. And so what I invite you is to play with the manifesting field that you are divinely worthy, that it is already yours. Remember, if you can see it in your mind, it already exists, right? And you're just bringing it from the quantum, from the ethers of the universe into this physical reality here on earth. So with your manifesting desires and your statements, start coming from a place of worth. I am worth wearing designer clothes. I am worth a pay rise. I am worth receiving love from my partner. I am worth 5 orgasms a week, right? Whatever it is. Let's make that 10, whatever it is, right? But what are you worth? Let's start manifesting from this place of knowing that we are divinely worthy. Because when we are worthy, there is no other option other than it manifests. Because when you are worthy, when you are confident, when you are aligned to your truth, and this is my wish and my desire for every single woman and why I'm so passionate about this work and why I'm sharing this with you, is because we limit ourselves, right? We aren't manifesting from our place of worth. We're manifesting from lack, right? So we're going to change the paradigm. We are manifesting from a place of worthiness. You are divinely worthy of everything you desire, remembering that what you seek is also seeking you. And so start writing down your I am worth statements. Look at the desires that you've written down for beauty, for sensuality, for money, for power, for divinity, and for sisterhood. Look at those desires and now turn those into I am worth statements. I am worth feeling good in my body. Every single one of you write that one down, right? I am worth feeling fucking amazing in my body. I am worth seeing that I am beautiful. I am worth being confident. I am worth being heard at my job, right? Really start to come from that place. Raise your level of manifesting ability by manifesting from a place of worth, right? This will completely change your life. This will truly create rapid manifestations and accelerate your level of expansion and the kind of life that you get to experience. Life is delicious when you truly know that you are worthy of it, right? The universe always matches us where we're at. So if we truly believe that we are worth it, there is no other option other than it manifesting into our lives because we are fully aligned to that frequency and that vibration that we are worthy. And throughout Femme Rebirth, this is what I do. I truly allow you to step into your own worthiness. You are already born worthy. You are already born perfect. You are not broken. Nothing inside of you needs fixing. You are just caught in a paradigm and loops that are constantly failing you. You are not failing life. Life is failing you because of this matrix that we're in. And so when we truly awaken to our truth and we become powerful, and this is why we have been shut down as women, right? When we fully are embodied in our power, we change the world. We make this world a better place. We create opportunities. We create more healing and harmony and unity and wealth and so much good in this world. And so this is why we have been made to feel like we are not worthy. You open up a magazine and you're like, I'm not skinny. I'm not this. I'm not that. You're constantly bombarded with ads and things that you are not worthy. And so no wonder we're not living satisfied lives. But I am here to disrupt the way that women live their lives. This is my soul's mission. I am here to support women to redefine what it means to be a woman. And I'm deeply passionate about this because as you step into your femme potential, when you are in the vortex of the femme consciousness, you truly live in a place of worthiness, knowing that you are divine, that you are perfect, you align to your truth, the fact that you're a flipping goddess, the fact that you're a queen, that all the things, you are amazing, you are sensational. In fact, we have a specific mantra, and if you follow me, you might see my three-year-old saying this, that I am strong, I am powerful, I am beautiful, I've stuffed it up. Let me start again. I am strong, I am brave, I am powerful, I am beautiful, and I can do anything. I got so caught up in channeling that I was like, what's my motto? What's the femme motto? And that is our femme mantra. It is so beautiful. It's so powerful, right? Because you truly are all those things. And you have lived in a world that has robbed you of feeling that. And that's why I'm here to disrupt how you live your life so that you are fully embodied in your worth, in the fact that you are so powerful, so beautiful, so sensational, that you are infinite, that you are creative, that you are here to make an impact, that you are empowering, that you're inspiring, that you are so flipping everything that you want to be. That is my soul's work. That is my soul's mission. This is why I do what I do. And I love the women that I work with, because when they're ignited in this, oh my gosh, they are transforming the world. And this is what I desire for all of you to feel this way. And so this is why I invite you into this consciousness, because we're here to be fully liberated. We're here to thrive. We have lives that we are destined for. We're here to bring our own sacred medicine. And the sacred medicine is how you add more love, joy, and abundance into the world. And that's what I truly help you to discover. So whether you come into the Femme Rebirth Vortex, or whether you choose that you want to have me all to yourself and become a VIP mentor and client, however you choose to be in my vortex, you will be ignited. You will be lit up from the inside out. Your life will truly never be the same again. You will really step into who you truly are and who you are destined to be, and the life that you are here to create. When you decided as a soul that you were going to come on earth, this is what I do. This is the paradigm that I create for myself and that you're able to receive for you when you step into the Femme Vortex. So we're going to write our power statement, and I'm just going to talk you through this. And this is something I invite you to do on your own. Really think about the woman that you want to be, that you want to embody, right? So our power statement, this is the Femme statement that you are going to read to yourself, that you're going to record on a voicey message, and that you're going to listen to. Because listening to something in your own voice is truly powerful. This is how you rewire your beliefs, that you deprogram from the things that are not serving you. So unsubscribe to anything in your mind that does not tell you that you are amazing and that you're beautiful and that you're sensational and that you can do anything. You know, like, unsubscribe to those thoughts because they are not serving you. So your power statement, right, is here to fully support you as you become the next level version of you. And then you'll retweak it when you're there. You're like, oh, I'm already her, right? Remember, the future is Femme, and we're becoming her. So once you're her, it's like you can be the next level her, the next level her, the next level her. Like, there is no limit to the next level expansion that you get to be, right? So with your power statement, it's about recalibrating your energy. And so the statement goes, I recalibrate to the, and what version of yourself do you want to be, right? Is it going to be boss babe? Is it going to be confident? Is it going to be millionaire version, house owner, mother, whatever version of you you're creating right now, right? Version of me who is here to love up on her children, to impact millions of people, whatever it might be. This is going to be a lot easier when you see it in the workbook, but who is here to fill in the blank and fill in the blank. What else do you want to be in this? And then we say, so be it and so it is. So this is going to be one of those things that it's more visual than audio, or so it's easier to see it written down. But what I would encourage you to do with your Femme power statement is to record it and to play it, to whether it be something that you listen to in your lunch break or anytime you're like, ah, I can't do this. Life is hard. Life sucks. Why me? Blah, blah, blah. Right? No. You're going to listen to your power statement and your Femme statement, and you're going to go, this is what I'm recalibrating to. Yeah, I'm going to be challenged with these thinkings that I've had and my limiting beliefs and the stories and the blocks that I've used. Yeah, of course, they're going to come up as I recalibrate to this next level of me. But this is the truth that I choose. This is how I am embodying myself now. So we recalibrate to this incredible energy. It may happen instantly and it may take a while. It really depends what you're choosing. And so I encourage you to only have one of these statements at a time, rather than having like five different Femme statements, like being the millionaire, being the loved up, being the mother. Like, just choose kind of one that feels like it's a really good representation of the women that you're creating yourself to be right now. Remember that you can do anything. So That is what I encourage you to do with your power of femme statement. And it's powerful. Like it really needs to move you. Like I'm like jumping out of my chair. Like this has to ignite your flippin' pussy. Like it's got to like light you up. It's got to make you feel like orgasmic that you're becoming her, that this is the reality that you're creating for yourself. So if it doesn't move you in that way, go deeper, right? Make the statement even more powerful. Remember the universe, God, whoever you look up to as your divine source of energy is never judging you for wanting more. Actually, more is better, right? Because more means that you're expansive. So this is a really good opportunity for you to go big and juicy and delicious as the woman that you truly want to align yourself to be and the life that you desire to have. Okay, now we're going to rebirth and thrive because this is it. So we've, like I've said over the last 2 days of this masterclass, is that we've kind of been caught in a loop as women that we house a lot of suffering. There's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of society expectations and rules and all this shit that makes no sense as to why it's still in our energy, why it's still in our consciousness. And so what I invite you to do is to choose what you believe. What do you believe that you are? What do you believe your life is? So when we rebirth, when we actually go through this process, when we do Femme Rebirth, the 8-week program that I truly invite you to come and be a part of, right, is dedicated 8 weeks where we go through all of this. We truly rebirth you from the inside out. There is no pain involved. Actually, it's like more fun than anything else, right? Because that's the paradigm that I choose to exist in and I invite my clients to exist in. So when you rebirth, it is breaking from these old systems, these old beliefs, these old matriarchy bullshit that has kept you from truly being you, from fully stepping into the life that you are destined for. Because if you were in that, if you were in that energy, you would be so powerful, right? And when you're powerful, you can make decisions. You're no longer a puppet, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So this is what I invite you. I want you to be free. I desire you to be so flippin' free that you stop all this bullshit that's going on around the world and that we can truly all thrive in this incredible, beautiful earth. Mama Earth is like, I'm full of bounty. I'm replenished. There are seasons. There is always expansion. There is always birth. There is death. There is always these cycles in our lives. And so now's the time for you to step into your own rebirth to break free from everything that has been holding you back, from everything that has stopped you from being who you are, right? So rebirth, what do you truly desire? I choose to believe that I am a magnet to my desires. I choose to believe that I am an impactful woman changing the lives of millions. I choose to believe that I am an incredible mother who is allowing her children to be independent. I choose to believe that this world is thriving and that I see abundance everywhere. What do you choose to believe? What are you going to rebirth into? What is your new reality and paradigm going to be? Because this is where you choose. And when you intentionally come into the vortex of Femme Rebirth, oh, it's good. It starts as soon as you join. It literally starts the moment you press sign up here, right? And I have this all the time. I see it. I have women message me going, oh my gosh, we haven't even started. I'm already feeling it. I'm like, yeah, because this is a soul aligned decision. This is a soul aligned remembrance. You are ready for your rebirth. You are ready to step into who you truly are, right? This is what we're all being called to do right now. None of us are being called to stay small and to stop, you know, being who we are. We're not here to shut up and to be told what to do. Fuck no. We are here to fully be liberated. This is how we end Femme Rebirth, with your liberation. And I love it. It is sensational. So I invite you to be part of this incredible vortex to transform your life, to transform the lives of the people that you love by showing up as this woman, giving them permission to also upgrade their lives, to show up as the mother that your children truly chose you to be, right? Because you're a badass, kick-ass woman, right? Show your children what is possible. This is the reality they get to be in as well. When you show others what can be done, this is how we change the world. This is how you do the thing that you're here to do. So I kind of want to leave you with this. I hope that you enjoy all of this knowledge and all of this soul remembrance of this masterclass. It's been an absolute joy for me to share all of this with you. But I want to leave you with this. Your desires are memories from your future. And so your future self is constantly guiding you. Your future self is always nudging you. Your future self is always encouraging you. And so everything that you desire is just a memory from something that you have already experienced and you're here to have and be fully embodied in. So that is what I leave you with. Thank you so much for being with me throughout the 2 days. It's been such a huge honor. I'm excited to welcome you into the Femme Rebirth Vortex and truly allow you to rise and thrive as the woman that you are here to be and the life you are destined to have, because the future is femme and you are here to become her. Now is your time. You are fully ready. And of course, you are a gift to the world. And together we awaken, together we align, and together we ascend. From my heart and soul, I love you so much. You are so ready. You are so worthy. This is it. This is it. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Go out there and get it, girls. Woo! Thank you for tuning into this episode. I really appreciate that you took the time to receive this inspiration to assist you to live the life you truly desire. I would love it if you gave the Rise With Love podcast a 5-star review and shared it on your social media to assist more women in being able to ignite their inner femme. And if you're ready to be a femme, then I would love to invite you to be part of the Femme Squad membership and my Femme Rebirth program at the Femme Academy. Head over to melissa-mills.com to find out more and to be in my vortex so that we can connect, grow, and thrive together. A femme embraces every inch of who she is. She is you, she is me, she is all of us. And remember, you are a gift to the world. And together we awaken, together we align, and together we ascend. Love always, Melissa.